Sustainable food fundamentals. Growing good food that's good for the earth.
Cornbread said, now that's all right. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow night.
I can't help but sing along with that. Now, Leah, you're getting it posted, your story, Saved by Rock and Roll, on the Mike Novak Show.
Do you ever have that moment you're like, should I put an exclamation point in or no exclamation
Always.
Point?
And in general, it's better to skip the exclamation point.
Crap.
Because everybody uses them.
All right?
Just saying.
Going to use five.
Hey, we're up to
five
425, not on yours, because you haven't refreshed. But as soon as you post it.
Refresh.
Wait a second. How come you've got 423? I got 425 on mine.
Your computer's better than mine.
I think it is. It's ahead of your computer. All right, let's go to the phone. Suzanne Kears, co-founder and executive director, Local First Chicago. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
It's terrific. Thanks.
You guys are doing a wonderful thing at Local First Chicago. And I have to say that you've been on my radar for a long time, and I don't know why I haven't had you on the show before now. But I'm glad that you are, and you can go to www.localfirstchicago.org. We'll talk about your initiative in a second. Mm-hmm. But first, tell us about Local First Chicago.
Sure. Well, we're a citywide organization that supports locally owned independent businesses. And we're actually affiliated with a national organization called the Business Alliance for Local Living Economies. And we're one of about 80 networks across North America that are working on these issues, the issues of relocalizing our economy. It's sort of a broad economic concept, but basically what it says is a community that has a root of locally owned independent businesses is more stable economically, it's more interesting and unique, and creates great walkable, environmentally sustainable neighborhoods. And overall, it's a good thing to think about. We need to think about these locally owned businesses.
Okay, I don't want to, I want to get realistic here. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Are we beating up on the Walgreens and the Starbucks of the world here? What's going on?
Well, the world is a big world, and there's global reach and many different kinds of businesses. So no, I mean, I have no illusions that we're going to have much of an impact on Walgreens or Best Buy or anybody else's bottom line. The key is to think about the independent business owners and the fact that they do make a big contribution to our communities, and we've sort of forgotten about that. And so, it's about shifting your behavior just a little bit, and it doesn't take that much to make a difference for these locally owned independent businesses. So, yeah, people will still shop at some, chain stores, but we want to convince them that if they could just change their habits just a little bit, where it fits in their budget, where they can make a choice, where they can vote with their dollars, it could make a difference in their neighborhood.
I try to buy all my liquor locally.
There you go.
Seriously, well, I think we forget about the liquor corner stores. You think like, oh, I'm a Jewel and I'm getting these other things and, but seriously, it's probably a nice walk too to just walk down the block.
But it's not as simple as all that, is it, Suzanne? I mean, for instance, isn't Dominick's a local?
No,
they're not. Wait, no. Somebody told me that.
So this is a really great question.
What constitutes local? Yeah.
One that some companies would really like you to be confused about.
Okay.
So when
and
we
I
talk
am, obviously.
About a locally owned business, the key word is ownership. Who owns the business?
Okay.
And so a publicly traded company can never be a locally owned company because it's owned by shareholders. It's not owned by even if it's headquartered.
What about franchises?
Well, franchises get a little dodgy, and let me just tell you why this ownership is the issue, because we have studies that show when you spend money at a store that is owned by somebody in the community, more money stays in the community. Specifically, it was a study done called the Andersonville study. It was done here in guess what, Andersonville, in 2005, and it showed that for every $100 you spend at a locally owned store, $68 stays and recirculates in the community. Whereas if you spend it at a chain store, a non-locally owned store, only $43 stays in your community. And so it's not about location. In other words, there is no such thing as your locally owned Target just because they're nearby. They are not, by our definition, a local store. They're not owned locally. They're owned by a corporation. And more money leaves the community when you spend $100 there than if you spent that same $100 at a store that is owned by somebody who lives in your community.
Okay, but yeah, you're right. It can get a little dicey, though, when, I mean, some of them are kind of obvious, like you say, when you say Target or
right.
Best Buy or,
right.
or Walmart. But if you have somebody who's doing a franchise mm-hmm. operation, they're the manager, they don't actually, you know, how much of that money stays in? And
right.
and I guess the other thing people would argue is, what about the employees? Of course,
right.
if you've got a store in an area, you got to have low. You're not going to ship in people from New York to work.
Absolutely.
You know, but
so the franchise, you know, is probably somewhere in between that $68 stain and the $43 stain, because obviously, franchises have all sorts of different models, right? And some are closer to being really truly locally owned, and some are closer to being just, you know, a company store, right? That's, you know, so for example, a McDonald's. They have no choice about what their outside of their store looks like. They have no choice about where they buy any of their products. So they can't, even if they wanted to buy products locally, they wanted to buy the beef or the potatoes or something locally, they couldn't. They can't. It's against the rules for a McDonald's to do that. Whereas there are other franchises that, yeah, they can pretty much do what they want. All they've bought is just, you know, the logo or something. They've bought the rights to do it, and they can do whatever they want with it. So, again, it's all on a continuum. And it's not to say anything's wrong or bad or you should feel guilty about shopping there or doing that. It's more about just raising awareness and making people think about it. Could I make a different choice here? And so, you know, we don't want to demonize anybody. We don't want to make anybody feel guilty. It's just a matter of, you know, thinking about what your values are. And, you know, it's no different. I know that you guys talk a lot about local food on this show. You talk a lot about gardening and green and things like that. So, you know, some people shop their values and only or move some of their money to shop at environmentally sustainable businesses.
Well, you know, you're moving right into the area mm-hmm. that dovetails nicely with what we're doing with the sustainable WCPT holiday harvest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're trying to figure out what sustainable means. And we've been examining this question all along. This week, the focus is, you know, in the past, sustainability has been on is canned tuna better than canned salmon or vice mm-hmm. versa, or, you know, will people actually eat quinoa if you mm-hmm. you donate it? And even though it's a complete protein,
right.
and on. And now this week the focus is local. What right. constitutes local? And I guess that takes us to your campaign, Unwrap mm-hmm. Chicago, Eat, Drink, and Buy Local. So you right. guys are behind that with a bunch of other folks,
right?
So explain how that happened.
So. Again, working with our sister organizations across the country, we get a lot of the best practices. What really helps locally owned independent businesses? And one component of what we need to do in you know rebuilding our local economies is educate consumers, educate policymakers, right? Government policymakers, and actually the businesses themselves in some cases about what the impacts of local businesses are. So what Unwrap Chicago Eat, Drink, and Buy Local is what's known as a Buy Local campaign. It's a PR campaign, essentially, to educate folks about the impacts of local businesses and get them thinking about that as they make their holiday purchases. So we're actually part of many, many networks across North America right now who are doing this. There's a national campaign called Shift Your Shopping, and there's a website called shiftyourshopping.org.
Better be careful how you say that.
Yeah, don't say it too fast.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
And so here in Chicago, we've obviously taken it and molded it to Chicago. We call our campaign Unwrap Chicago, Eat, Drink, and Buy Local. And what we're asking folks to do is take a pledge this holiday season to shift $100 of their planned holiday spending from a chain store to a locally owned store. And if every household in Chicago did that, we would keep $25 million from leaking out of our local economy over the holidays. And so it's a modest thing. It's not, you know, like asking them to, you know, shift all of their shopping or anything. Just think about, you know, could you move $100? Could you, you know, and that includes whether it's spending money at restaurants or spending money out, you know, celebrating with friends at a local pub or at a retailer. So all of those different ways of spending a locally owned business would help keep money in our local economy. And so we are doing this Buy Local campaign, like I said, to raise awareness. But we also know that there's actually been a survey done the last 4 years of, again, a nationwide survey of retailers. And they ask the retailers, you know, how much did your sales go up over the holiday season? And then they ask them, did you have a Buy Local campaign in your area? And the data show that when there's a Buy Local campaign, their retailers do benefit. Their sales last year went up like 5.6% versus 2.1% for areas that didn't have a Buy Local campaign. So we know that these kind of campaigns do make a difference.
And you have the website. You can go to the website, which is unwrapchicago.org. Mm-hmm. And don't forget, there's a W in the word wrap.
Right.
It's not. You got to stick the W in there. You can take the pledge.
Right.
If you take the pledge, not only are you committing yourself to this, but you're going to have a raffle and give people some local prizes from local businesses.
Right, exactly.
You know what I would do? If the one thing I would change on the website is. Put on that homepage website, Unwrap Chicago, because I've been there several times, and I just want the link that says, here are the local businesses in Chicago. I know you say you've got our partners and blah, blah, but it's not really as clear as it should be. It should be, here they are, local businesses. These are the where you should buy, because you've got Unwrap a local, you've got stories about local businesses and event calendar, and I kept looking, go, okay, where's the, and it says learn more about our Unwrap partners. Mm-hmm. That's not as straightforward as just saying, here's where the, these are the businesses you should buy from locally in Chicago, and they're sponsoring us. I don't know.
That is fantastic. No, I'm glad you pointed that out. You know, when you're so deep into something, you sometimes don't see the most obvious things.
Yeah, because you're promoting this.
We have a directory on the Local First Chicago page, or on the Local First Chicago site, localfirstchicago.org, and there is an online business directory there where you can search for locally owned businesses. We have about 3,300 locally owned independent businesses listed in that directory.
Why don't you just put that directory right on the Unwrap Chicago?
I'm going to put a link to that today.
And, of course, if you go to, part of the reason we're doing this is because the food drive we're having for WCPT, our holiday harvest, Feed the Need, and Feed the Need locally. And I'm encouraging people to go to your site, find stuff that can be donated to our food drive, buy there if you're going to contribute to the food drive, which starts on December 1st. And, of course, on the big day, December 4th, Mike Sanders and I from Our Town will be here broadcasting and encouraging people to drop off stuff and getting reports from the drop-off sites. And this week we have a lot of those sites now on board. If you go to my webpage and click on the Holiday Harvest logo, you can get the map where we're going to drop them off. We also have a list that I got from Faith in Place and from Robin Shermer of the winter's farmers markets, not just the ones that Faith in Place is doing, but all of them in the area. And my advice would be, and I hope you agree, is go to one of those markets.
Yep.
Buy something that is non-perishable and then donate it to the WCPT Holiday Harvest. You're buying locally. You're pumping money back into the economy. You're probably buying healthy. And people keep saying, how are we making this local? How are we making this sustainable? This is it. I mean, this is the nexus of this effort.
Absolutely. Because in that case, probably almost all of the money stays here. You know, it's way above the $68 per $100 because it's produced locally, it's packaged up locally, and it's sold locally. You know, so it's very likely that it's almost 100% of that money will stay in the community. That's the home run.
Yeah, that is. I like the way you put that. That is the home run. Mm-hmm. If you buy at one of these farmers markets and then you donate to the WCPT Holiday Harvest, you have hit the home run.
Absolutely.
Fabulous. All right. Well, Suzanne, it's a pleasure having you on the show. We got to do this again.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back.
I tell you what, if you want to do a report as you're doing the drive, this Unwrap Chicago goes for how long?
All through the holiday season. so till the end of the year.
We can encourage people as long as you want. And I've got all the links up to Unwrap Chicago and to Local First Chicago, and I hope people take the pledge.
That's great. Thanks so much.
All right, Suzanne. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.